Ruben says in Beaton, or not in Beaton.
Well, which is it? Right now in Tulsa.
It's in Beaton.
Okay.
Ruben says he'll page them back.
Yes.
Ruben and Charlene. But before he actually gets to page them back, they find the thief. Very exciting. And the question is, if Ruben's statement of Carlene and Charlene, it...
You skipped something. Or you left out something.
Sorry.
Start, say again, what's the case?
I don't know what I skipped, so I'll just say the same thing again.
Okay. He said, Hareini
Mishalim.
Yeah. Okay, so finish what you were going to say, then what?
I remember. And then, Ruben says that he doesn't own a thief. He's shim on that.
So he
changes. He says Aini Mishalim. He changes his mind. And then they find a thief. And the question is if the statement of Aini Mishalim is regarded as what we go with, or
say again.
Or if the question is if we see Ruben's statement of Aini Mishalim
as
real, like that he actually changed his mind and we follow that din. Or
we don't, that he changes. Yes, go ahead.
Or if we regard it as he's just pushing Shimon away. Like, I'll pay you later, but
okay,
he really does need to pay.
Okay, so what does it mean then when it says Umevi Raya Me'ahida Hama? Who's bringing a Raya?
Rabbeinu Tam, number
okay,
one.
Okay, so tell me what the Raya is. What's the Raya? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The Raya is that we accept that he is Yechol Lachzorbo, because the Gemara brings that as that's an option.
Yeah. So apparently you're allowed to be Choser. So Rabbeinu Tam saw this Gemara as a Raya. Now, if you recall earlier in Tosfos cited this Gemara as a challenge to Rashi, and you recall what I'm just reviewing now with you. Zahava, what did Tosfos earlier say about this Gemara?
He brought it up first, and you think that it would be like contradiction to Rashi, because
yes.
You're not allowed to go back after you're going to pay you.
Yes. So it's like a quasi case,
because then if the Ghana is found, even though he's not able to return,
yes,
he doesn't get the case out anymore.
Why not?
Because we don't want to set a tirpa, it's like it would be like a tirpa. Tirpa to whom? The plaintiff.
Do you understand?
Yeah, it's like, I understood as kind of like, you're not allowed to go back, like he kind of is going back on it, because he's not getting this. Not getting the case out.
Yeah, but what is he going back on?
He's going back on acquiring
work. No. Keep it simple. What is he going back on?
Work.
Yeah, I know. So what is he saying now?
He's saying I'm not
going to
pay.
He's saying I'm not going to pay. So what about that? So now say again. So if
he's
says
he's not going to pay.
Right. And what about it?
And then if we found the Ghana,
he won't get the
case.
But tell me why. Why won't he get the case? I'll say it again.
Because why doesn't he get?
You told me he doesn't get the CAFO, right?
Yeah.
So tell me why.
Well, he only got the CAFO because it was kind of like when he was originally given the item.
Yeah.
It was under the assumption that if the item was stolen,
yeah,
the guy said, "Oh, I'll pay you for it." So then if the Ghana was found, so then it was under the assumption that everything would go nicely and smoothly.
Yeah.
But he never meant the plaintiff that, like, if you give me a problem, then I'll let you acquire it.
Right. So that was one thing that Tosfos actually offered two ways to explain that Gemara. What you just said was the second way. What was the first way that Tosfos saw? Yeah. So the other way to learn the Gemara and Baba Metzia was that when the guy came back and said, he had first said, "I'll pay." And then he came back and said, "No, I won't pay." You could learn that the whole he's still in Beis Din when he came back and he said, I won't pay. That the whole thing took place in Beis Din. According to Rashi, as long as you're in Beis Din, can you be chozer from your original pledge? Yeah. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. So Tosas offered two interpretations to defend Rashi's opinion. From the Gemara that when he said, after he had said, I'll pay, and then he came back and said, I won't pay, either he's still in Beis Din, and that's why he's allowed to be chozer. Again, the Gemara, though, doesn't know if his intent is to be chozer or just to be docha. But the point is, if we knew that he wants to be chozer, then he can, because either he's still in Beis Din. And if you learn that he left Beis Din, I'm just repeating what Zahava said, and if you learn that he left Beis Din, then technically, if he tried to be chozer, he would fail, meaning he can't be chozer because he left Beis Din, but he still won't get the kefil, because if his intent is not to pay, obviously he's going to put up a big fight in order not to pay, and he's going to give the plaintiff a headache, because now the plaintiff is going to have to, you know, schlep, you know, drag it out in the courts to find out if he has assets in order to force him to pay. And he never would have granted him the kefil initially had he known that the shomer was going to give him such a hard time to pay. So therefore, if we know that his intent is not to pay, even though legally he'll have to, but if his intent is not to pay, then he won't get the kefil. Of course, if his intent is just to be docha, then he would get the kefil. So therefore, the suffix of the Gemara still stands. So these are the two ways that Tosis presented in defense of Rashi. Isn't that right? Now, and then, however, Tosis then, after he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis says that Rabbeinu Tam simply saw the Gemara and Baba Metzia as a proof for his position, which means that Rabbeinu Tam felt that the Gemara never, I'm adding all this in, that the Gemara never stipulated where the guy is, whether he's still in Beis Din, outside of Beis Din. So Rabbeinu Tam felt that even if the guy already had left Beis Din, he could be chozer. He legally can be chozer if we know that that's what he wants to do. Again, we don't know whether he's trying to be chozer or to be docha. But the point is, he's allowed to be chozer if we determine that that's what he wants to do, even if he left Beis Din already. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam saw this as a proof. Is this clear to everyone? Fine. Then, after Tosa says that, V'hochi perusha depotrenoso mi Beis Din shemitol kach yehei bosh mi lachzor bo. What is Tosfos doing here? What is Tosfos in what I just read? Just tell me what he's doing. Sarah, what is he doing? See where I am?
With the Hachi Perusha?
Yeah.
He's explaining.
What? I want to know what he's explaining.
The reason why you would push him out immediately.
So what is he explaining?
And for
back up. I just want you to give me a heading. What is he explaining?
Like the word.
What it says in the Gemara?
Yeah, which Gemara are you talking about?
Imamar Eino Nishba Potrino Tomiyad.
That's an our Gemara Shavuos. So he's explaining the Gemara Shavuos. That's what I wanted you to say. What line of the Gemara Shavuos? The line that Sarah just said. The quote in Omar Eini Nishba Potra no so miyad. Those, 7-8 words. Right? If he said, according to remember how Rashi learned it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's review. How did Rashi learn that line? In Omar Eini Nishba, what is Potra no so miyad?
We hurry him out.
We try to hurry him out of Beis Din, because we know once he leaves Beis Din, he won't be able to be chozer anymore. So we try to rush him out. Doesn't mean we kick, we don't push him or anything, but we just try to encourage him to leave. So that way he won't change his mind. Now, how does Rabbeinu Tam interpret the same sentence of the Gemara? So he says, so somebody tell me.
He says,
Racheli, what is, I called on you.
Yeah,
Racheli.
I thought it was also that they encourage him to leave efficiently, but that the reasoning is a little different. And so that he should.
A little? Or a lot?
Well, Okay, fine. It's a lot different.
No, if you think it's a little, then stick with your guns.
I think it's a little different.
Okay, go ahead.
That they're coming at it not from a legalistic perspective, but kind of like a societal thing, that it'll be embarrassing to him if he goes back on his word.
Okay. Now, you think that that's a little difference. Why do you think it's only a little?
Because at the end of the day, they're still pushing him out efficiently.
You're missing the main point, though.
But they want actually, to say it's drastically different.
No, but you're missing the point.
Versus something. Because once he's out, you can't come back in and change his mind.
No, it's a difference.
No, according to Rabbeinu Tam.
No, she said for Rashi.
Yes, and according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam, we can walk right back in and do it again.
And just come back in.
That's right. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if he came back into Bez, then he could be Chozer. It's just that we hope he won't out of embarrassment. But he can. It's a major difference. According to Rashi, once we get him out of Bez, if he came back in, he cannot be Chozer. It's too late. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he can. It's just that we hope he won't out of embarrassment. So it is a big difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And the nafka mina between them would be, what if he does come back into Bez, and can he be chozer? According to Rashi, no. According to Rabbeinu Tam, yes.
I can make that cup for Rachelle for a second. The intention of the people pushing him out of court is essentially the same. They want him not to come back in again.
I know, it's just that
the halacha is massively different.
And, that's
and
right.
And the intention of people is almost like they hope, but they don't know if he's there.
Yeah. Nobody knows what he's going to do. According to Rashi, once we get they both want him out the door. But the reasoning, according to Rashi, we want him out the door because then he won't be able to be chozer. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we want him out the door because then we hope he'll be too embarrassed to come back in. Okay. We don't have to argue about cement, but you understand that the nafka mina is.
I knew what you wanted as soon as I saw your face when I said a slight difference.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, what?
So, I didn't pick up on this before, and maybe this is not what's going on here, but when Tosfot says, V'hachi Perusha, did Potrono Tomi Bezdin, did his Gemara say Potrono Tomi Bezdin or Potrono Tomi Yad?
I'm assuming it says Miyad. But this is now the interpretation that we...
So, it would be de Potrono To, close quote, and then Mi Bezdin, Shemitokhachi Bush.
Yeah.
Milach Zorbo.
Yeah.
Bosch. I knew I was pronouncing it wrong.
Bosch. That was the name of a president. Should we tell Kach Yehei Bosch?
I
thought
it was
Bosch.
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 It's like Bosch. Is that not the correct way to pronounce that word?
I don't think it's... I thought it's Bosch.
So, okay. No, thank you. No. I was just wondering.
No, the word Busha is with an...
Is a noun.
In this conjugation,
it's a verb.
Bosch is with a...
It's a verb.
Oh, okay. Wait, so...
Okay.
Because I was just... Yeah. The Ode.
Okay, now we're up to Va'od.
Unless anyone else has a question. I was just...
Okay, now in the Va'od,
Miyad,
what is he now saying now in the Va'od? Va'od, Teshuv Nims, so I know I did explain it to some of you.
Yeah.
So let me hear from those. What is
another opinion is that...
What is the Teshuv Nims of B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam?
It's also found in the name of Rabbeinu Tam.
What? Go ahead now, continue.
That the case in Parakah Mafkid
is
actually discussing a case where he says, Harini Mishalem Chutz Lebeitin.
Okay. So now let's review the whole case again. The guy is outside of Bezdin. Which guy? The Shomer plus the Balabais. They're outside. They're not in court. Okay, they're out on the street. Okay. And the Shomer turns to the Balabais and says to him what?
Harini Mishalim.
Harini Mishalim. And then what happened?
He goes back on his word.
And he said what?
I won't pay.
And where is he?
Still outside
of Bezdin. So that means... This whole back and forth that the Shomer went through, it's all outside of Bezdin. Now, so, if you just stop right there, that if you want to learn that Gemara, that it's outside of Bezdin, then where does that leave you? Sorry, do you understand where that leaves you? if it's happening outside of Bez.
You can always retract.
Yeah, and could you say more? You're right. If it's outside of Bez, then you can always retract, and therefore, just say a little bit more.
And therefore. All the more so.
Well, what's a consequence? If you learn the Gemara that way, then where does that leave you in terms of this whole discussion about retracting, not retracting? You don't sell them.
Well, does it have an effect on what you can do outside in terms of inside?
Well, that's where I'm going.
Like,
so
it doesn't tell us what can happen inside.
I know, so therefore, what might you still assume?
We still might assume that if you're inside the debate, then you can't retract.
Yeah, it could be that
they just never made it in front of the Beit Din yet.
In other words, so then that would be saying that this Gemara doesn't really shed light at all on our issue that we are dealing with here in Shavuos about Imamar Eini Nishba Poter Nosel Miyad. Well, here we're, the way Rashi learned was we try to rush him out of the courtroom because while he's still in court, he could be Chozer, but once he leaves court, he can't. But of course, that's only if he first made the commitment in Beis Din, right? Now, if you learn the Gemara in Baba Metzia that the whole thing took place outside of Beis Din, then of course you could be Chozer. Because it's outside. Even Rashi, I'm assuming, even Rashi would agree. What would be if outside of Beis Din he said, Hareini Mishalim? And again, outside of Beis Din, then turned around and said, no, I won't pay. Could he be Chozer? If we know that that's his intent, yeah. Because the whole thing is outside of Beis Din. I mean, you could say, well, you know, and you can always change your mind. It was no legal commitment. You pledged, okay, people can pledge and then change their minds. It's outside of Beis Din. It doesn't have any stamp of, you know, of finality to it. You understand? Let's read a little bit more. Inami lo yotza mi Beis Din. What's the next word? Tira Pirashti. What's he saying?
Or they never even left Beis Din, and he's being chozer on his words in Beis Din, as Tosfot explained 20 lines above.
That's right. So what is this is what Tosfot claims he also found in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Now this way of learning, would it at all, would this Gemara, at the Gemara in Hamafkid, he now cites in the name of Rabbeinu Tam two ways of learning the Gemara in Baba Metzia, isn't that right? Either the whole thing took place outside of Beis Din, or the whole thing took place in Beis Din.
Yeah.
When I say the whole thing, I mean that he first said Hareini Mishalim, and then he came back and he said, no, Eini Mishalim. Where did that take place? Either the whole thing took place outside or the whole thing took place inside. Either way, he has the right to be chozer. You understand? So if you learn the Gemara that way, then that Gemara sheds no light on what? On what? On the issue of what? If you are in Beis Din when you pledged and then you left Beis Din, Rashi could still maintain what?
That
you cannot be chozer. You understand? And that Gemara in Baba Metzia sheds no light. Now, this approach of this in Rabbeinu Tam is different than the way Tosus first presented Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Do you see how I know that?
Well, because this one he agrees with.
Yeah, what did he say before? I'm backing up. Al kainir v'lo kamo shapirish Rabbeinu Tam b'sefer hayasha b'perik zebaro b'shmata d'nemon olay abba d'motzi hodar bay. What does that mean, d'motzi hodar? That he's allowed.
When?
Even if what?
He was even outside of Beis Din.
He left. He first pledged in Beis Din, and then he left Beis Din. Umevi raya me'ahid the hamafket. And he brought a proof from hamafket. But now, in the Va'od, the Shuv Nimso B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam apparently, presented another approach, which this other approach would be consistent with Shitas Rashi. You understand? So it's not a problem. It's not unusual. You know, people can offer different pshatim. And he said this was So if we were to just review, I would say there are two approaches found within Rabbeinu Tam's writings.
To Rabbeinu Tam.
So either one approach is to argue with Rashi and to claim that you can always be chozer, even if you pledged in Bezin and you left Bezin, you can still be chozer. And then you have another approach of Rabbeinu Tam, which is consistent with Rashi, that if you're in Bezin when you pledge and you leave Bezin, you cannot be chozer. It's just the Gemara and Baba Metzia is talking where either the whole thing is still in Bezin or the whole thing is outside of Bezin. You understand? Okay. And then he says, now this is the concluding statement. This is all part of, you know, the new approach, the second approach of Rabbeinu Tam. Avol imamar bebezdin, v'chazer v'yomar chutz lebezdin eni mishalim lo matzi hadarbe. That would be a concluding statement now. This would all imply, that if he first pledged in Bezin to pay, and then outside of Bezin he said, I'm not going to pay, he can't be chozer. Lo matzi hadarbe. Okay, now who can tell me the next piece? Now, Ubahahu de Zeborer. What's he doing now?
Citing another.
Citing what?
In Baba Bavli.
No,
Zeborer Sanhedrin.
This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's imperative.
You stole my slave.
No, that's
no,
not
that's
I'm sorry.
This is Neman Alai Abba.
Yes.
Neman, okay.
Or
Dorli B'chai Roshecha. That's right.
We knew this.
Ubahu de Zeborer Gufe. What does Gufe mean?
Look above.
What is Gufe?
Gufa, look over there.
No.
Itself.
So when a Gemara says Gufa.
First of all, it says Gufa, Gimel Vafe, Aleph. This is Gufe.
They're different words.
No, they probably come from the same Shorish, but Gufe just means itself. Ubahu de Zeborer Gufe, and in that of Zeborer itself, what's he saying?
In the case of.
You can tell me what he continues to say.
It's our Gufe is
itself.
Itself.
It's a case that supports Rashi.
Okay. So he feels that the Gemara, this case of Neman Alai Abba, right, Dorli B'chai Roshcha, right, that this case, that Gemara supports Rashi. How so?
Because you can't be chozer.
Because why?
You can't be chozer.
When? But after the Gemar Din, you can't be chozer. Okay. Now, tell me everything that Tosfos says about that. You can't be chozer even what?
Even if you haven't paid it out yet or taken the shoe.
What does he claim? Even though you haven't taken the neder or the shvuah yet. In other words, if the guy, so he's referencing the case there, Dorli B'chai Roshcha. Now the Gemara said that Liachar Gemar Din, the Chachamim hold Eino Yochel Lachzobo, and we paskin like the Chachamim. Now how does Tosfos interpret it as it relates to the case of Dorli B'chai Roshcha? What do you call Liachar Gemar Din? The Gemar Din is what? What?
When the man says that he
will. I just can't hear you.
When the man says that he will take a shvuah.
He will take it or he took it? Did he take it yet or what?
No,
he did.
Okay, so then. Right. So that means once the. So the Gemar Din basically is. So what do you call in the case of Dorli, in the case of Neman Alai, see, you have different cases in that Mishnah, very different. One case is Neman Alai Abba. That means that they're going to court for the courts to deliberate and then deliver a verdict, right? Dorli B'chai Roshcha, there's no court case. Now, this, you're saying this in Bezdin, but what is one litigant saying to the other litigant? You know, if you just swear to me, I'll take your word, and that'll be fine. So there's nothing to deliberate here. The courts are not involved directly in the case. So I guess once I make that offer to you, that is considered what? You understand what's
Gemara Din? Like once you say, like I'm okay
that's
with that.
The Gemara Din. That's the Gemara Din, and you can't. So you can't be chozer anymore. Now the only thing is, are we assuming he's? Tosis is now saying that that Gemara itself supports Rashi.
Yeah.
Right? Well, are we assuming he's still in Beis Din? Are we assuming he left Beis Din?
Dorli B'chayir Oshacha.
Yeah, in that case.
Does it ever have to be B'fnei Beis Din? I thought you said it doesn't need to be B'fnei Beis Din.
Where did he say that? He never said that. Where did he say
that? He said it outside that we thought.
Where do you see it? Tell me where you see. Whatever you want to say, tell me where you see it.
Is this Sanhedrin? Is Chavdalid
Amali? Yeah.
No, it is not. Wait, yes, it is.
There's nothing in the Gemara that discusses whether he's in Beis Din or outside of Beis Din.
Yeah, no. Is that when we first introduced the case, I think.
Yeah, what?
You may have described it as happening on
where?
The street.
Where do you see?
I don't. No, no. I said you. I believe described it that way. I don't know if it came from anywhere or it was just a situation.
I never said it. Number one. Number two. If I did say it, I would have had to have.
He's Yachol Achzorba on his way. So don't worry about it.
Then, all the Gemara. Tosis just quoted the Gemara that said what? He didn't tell us anything about that Gemara. He just said that Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar on that Gemara made the following statement. Tosas never discussed actually that Gemara itself until now. Okay. So what are we assuming? He's saying that now Tosas is actually talking in detail about that Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he's claiming that that Gemara supports Rashi. I just want to know, you know, how Tosis is learning the Gemara there and how you see that that Gemara supports Rashi. So what does he quote from that Gemara? He quotes what case? You see what I'm reading?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you notice what he's quoting. You have to pay attention. He's not quoting the case of Neman Olayah, but not that one. He's quoting the case of Dorli B'chai Roshcha. We have a machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and Halacha follows the view of the Chachamim. And the Gemara said that the machlokas is Liachar Gemar Din. Okay. Those are the facts that Tosis is extracting from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Isn't that true? Now, mashma. What is mashma? You see, what is mashma? This implies. Who's saying this now? Who's talking? Tosis. Mashma li achar Gemar din afal pi shelo nodar lo b'chaye rosho adayin. So Tosa says this implies. What is the Achar Gemar Din? What would be the Achar Gemar Din in the case of Dorli B'chai Rosh? I came to you and I said, okay, if you just swear to me, you know, let's do it right now. I'm fine. Okay. So Tosa is assuming what's the Gemar Din here?
Just before he actually swears,
yeah.
I.e. he's agreed to swear.
Yeah, he hasn't actually sworn yet. That would be the Gemar Din, and the point is, can you be chozer according to the Chachamim which we follow? You cannot. You can't be chozer. Okay, so you see that you can't be chozer. So that supports Rashi, because according to the first pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, you should still be allowed to be chozer. If Rabbeinu Tam is right that you can always be chozer, You know, then why can't you be chosen? Well, the only problem I have with this is, so that Rashi said you can't be chosen only if what happened?
If
you left Bezdin. Well, that little piece of information is not in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We don't know anything about where he is. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm assuming that Tosis would be have to learn that Liachar Gemar Din, he can't be Choser, provided that he left Bezdin. Because if he's still in the courtroom, why can't he still change his mind? Because I thought Rashi holds that as long as you're still in the courtroom, you're allowed to change your mind. So I hope that that's what Tosis is assuming. Tosis doesn't spell that part out.
You're saying when?
So I'm thinking that when he said Dor li b'chai roshchan, and then that's considered to be the Gemar Din, and Chachamim say you can't be chosen, I'm assuming that the person left the courtroom. So if he left the courtroom, then he can't be chosen. Now according to Rabbeinu Tam, the first approach of Rabbeinu Tam, even if you left the courtroom, you should be allowed to be chosen. But according to Rashi, if we assume that he left the courtroom, that's why he can't be chosen. So that's why he feels that that Gemara supports Rashi and not Rabbeinu Tam. You understand what I...
Yeah.
Now, what's the next sentence? Umihu. What's umihu?
However...
Yeah, what's who? Can tell me the next sentence.
There is somebody who thinks that...
There is to say.
Yeah, there is to say.
Yeah, we don't know if he's quoting anybody. He's just saying, yes, there is to say.
There is to say.
There's say what?
That actually the definition of Gemar Din isn't just before swearing, but rather at the point when he has already sworn.
Yeah. Now, if you learn that way, then what? Would that Gemara be supportive of Rashi necessarily? No.
We're just not sure.
I'm just saying, well, it wouldn't be supporting Rashi at all if you learn.
Why? Because that interim you could be chosen. Like after the Gemara Din, before you fulfill the Din.
Yeah, maybe you can be chosen. It's just that maybe the Gemara Din means if you actually took the Neder or that Shavua, that more lenient Shavua. You understand? So, Mihu, however, what's the however? How does the word however fit? However, maybe it's not such a proof for Rashi, because you could say that the Gemara Din, it's not called the Gemara Din only until after the guy took the Neder. You understand? Now, of course, everybody would agree, even Rabbeinu Tam, once you take the Neder, then that's it. You're going to have to then accept it. I can't turn around and say, no, I want the real Shavua. once he took this lighter Shavua or Neder, you can't then come back. If he took it already, then that's it. Then you have to accept it. It's too late to say, no, I want the real McCoy. You know, it's too late. You can't do it. The chain mashma. What's happening now? What's the chain mashma?
This is how Tosfot learns.
What's the chain mashma? And so
it is implied.
What is implied? What? What's he now going to do?
That Gemara Din.
This is implied in the Gemara. Blah, blah, blah.
But what is, tell me the thing.
That Gemara Din is after you've already done the thing that you said you're going to do.
That's right. The chain mashma b'perek yesh nochlin. Lefi, what? Who can read the next word? Lefi.
Girsas
Rabbeinu Chanano. Gabi Abdi, Ganavtuvu, Merlo Ganavti, Mativo Etzlecha, Vechule, etc. Keep reading, someone keep, Recheli, keep reading. Degaras.
Degaras,
it's on the Chal,
Hishaba, Betom, Vinishwa, Inu Yachalach Zorba.
Read a few more words.
Mashwa, Dafka, Kishinishba, Aval Kodem Shinishba, Yachalach Zorba.
Period. So, according to the Giras of Rabbeinu Chananu, who what, had a vav or did not have a vav?
Had a
vav. That means then, only after he swore,
then
in the Yochalachzer, but before he swore, he can be Chozer. So this Gemara in Baba Basra, with the Giras of Rabbeinu Chananu, supports what Tosas just had suggested for the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But then the final sentence of Tosas is V'yesh Sfarim V'garsei Hasam Nishba. But it's without a vav.
But they put the vav after.
No, not that they put it after. There's no vav.
It isn't. It is.
Yeah, I know, but I understand. But the vav after is doesn't have has no legal significance. You would just put the vav in because otherwise the sentence doesn't read straight.
We said, oh, the girsa difference is whether the vav is connected to the nishba or to the.
I mean, it
I
is.
Know,
the
but once it is, but
it's
not that the point is if you take the vav away from nishba, it changes the now
correct.
The fact.
Right. No, we got that much.
Yeah. So it's not by putting it somewhere else that somehow that is the key. Where are you going to put it? No, it's taking it away from nishba is the key. Okay. Now, if you take the vav out, so then what would it mean then? That mean what is nishba then? Is part of the psak.
It's part not. Of it's the ritzoncha yishava beton.
No, I don't mean that.
Nishba is required.
It's nishba ve'eno yochalachzor bo. You don't get it.
Oh, the meaning from the point when he says ritzoncha yishava beton. At that point. It's as if
Nishba Vino Yachal. Yeah. In other words, the Gemara is telling you the halacha, what the din is. If I came, I think, remember the case, I came, you say, well, you stole my Eved, you say, no, I didn't. And then you offer me, you say, okay, Ritzoncha Hishava Vitol. You offered me Hishava Vitol. Now, the Gemara there, how did the Gemara decide the case? You understand? So if you take out the Vav from Vinishba, then the decision of the case begins with the word nishba. You understand what I mean by that? That means once I offered you hishava v'tol, that I gave you this option, you can swear and then I'll give you the evet. You follow? Once that offer was made, what then is the din? The din is now you have every right to swear. You can be nishba, and I can't back out. You have every right to swear, and I can't back out.
This is when there is a vav? Or
no, without a vav. See, if you have a vav, then it's part of the narrative as to what happened in the case. You know what I mean by that? No, the nishba, and the guy swore, then the din is ein yochel lachzor bo. But if you take out the vav, then the word nishba is not part of the narrative as to what happened in the case, but it's telling you what the law is. The law is nishba. He swears, ve'enu yochel lachzor bo. Is that clear?
Yeah. I have one clarification question that was actually connected to the Rashi on the case about Ritzon Cha Lishava Batol. He said at the end,
before you do that, let me just review. Just so what comes out now is that if you take away the vav, what do you think Rashi would have done? Think Rashi would have had the vav or would not have the vav? No vav, no vav.
Because the din
is saying what else happens is irrelevant.
Yeah, of course. If you want to follow Rabbeinu Tam, the first. You know, the first approach of Rabbeinu Tam, then you must have a vav in there. And we know that Rabbeinu Chananel actually in his Girsa of the Gemara had a vav.
Well, we have a vav.
And we have a vav too. Mm-hmm.
But Tosfot, we looked at the, it's weird, we looked at the Tosfot in Bava Basra,
yes.
And he doesn't have a vav there.
Okay. You were going to say something about the Rashi?
Yeah, so Basra. I just,
actually the
I
Rashba.
Wanted to clarify, so the basically, I wanted to clarify who is Eno Yachal Lachzorbo in that case. It's almost.
Well, what
like
do you think?
I think that it's the person who's offering the option of Hishavu Vatol.
Okay, I came to you and I said, you stole my Evid. You say no. Now, who offered the right to swear?
The one who currently has the Evid.
So you offer it to me.
Correct.
You have the Evid, but you offer it to me. You said, if you'll swear to me, then you will give me the, you'll let me
exactly.
Take the Evid.
So I'm the point is that it's not that you can't go back on your shua. I can't go back on the offer that I made to you to return the eved if you are.
That's right.
Okay, that's what I wanted to confirm.
In other words, that if the issue is, can you change your mind and so on? No. It's my eved. I'm not giving you this option
even
anymore.
Even if you take the shua. Okay. So and then just to confirm, so the Rashi here at the end in Bava Batra says. Im lo mirtzono shel zeh shimatil alav shavua nishav v'tol. It's not if it's not in the ratzon of the machzik, the person who has the eved, shimatil alav shavua to place a shavua upon the ma'arer, upon the person who's claiming that it was the eved was stolen.
Right.
That he should be allowed to take a shavua. Okay. Just wanted to confirm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a? Is there, what's today,
Wednesday? There's no lunch in Wednesday.
Oh, there's no?
Yeah.
It was Monday.
We had a speaker come on Monday.
Ah,
it was
okay,
a snack and Torah.
It was what?
It was at 4:30. Called it a snack and Torah.
Snack and Torah, okay.
But there weren't any snacks.
Yeah, I left my snacks up here.
Okay. So, did you all work on, what was the very next thing to do?
Sefer Yashar?
Yeah.
No. We didn't
even
look
at the
your
new source sheet was where you changed the order.
Oh, I did change around the order.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. So tell me what you did.
We did.
See, the Rima Gash and the Ramban sure. has nothing to do with this. Yeah. It was really over another point, which is really one to take us 1 minute.
I took one.
Yeah,
it
took
us 1 minute.
1 minute. It's not.
To do what?
The Rima Gash.
So tell me what you did.
Oh, we definitely didn't look at the Rima Gash. We only did the Sefer Yashar.
And what did
we went to Sefer Yashar once, but like we didn't fully understand it. So we could do it right now.
Okay, so let's do it right now. Now the yeah.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, they had it here?
Well, I looked over in the middle of Shir and I saw the Rimi Gosh over here. Not the Rimi Gosh, the
Sefer Yashar?
Larabin Natan, yeah. Which was dedicated by G-Pads.
Oh, I didn't even know.
In honor of Rabbi
Burger. I throw my burger found for me for halacha.
Yeah, because we use it for halacha. What is it? Tafresh Samach?
Well,
I think it is.
Tafresh Samach, I think.
Because I kept on thinking it was Korah.
Okay, so let's. Now, the very end of, I don't know, to me, it's there are typos, not just typos, but just, I don't know how to read it. And
here,
I think
maybe the footnotes will help you.
Okay.
I'll use this one.
I just feel you have to make a lot of changes to, I have this at home. Okay, so let's go through the Sefer HaYashar. Keeping in mind what we saw in Tosis, when Tosis quoted from Rabbeinu Tam, okay? Keeping what we just saw in Tosis, and now we're going to go through the Sefer HaYashar to see if actually it's the same, is it a little different, not different at all, very different. That's what you're trying to do. Okay, who'd like to read it?
Me.
Okay. Go ahead, Hannah.
Nera be'enai, ze omer pirashti.
No.
A few. I was getting more confused from the previous one.
Okay, ze omer.
A few bebeitin, ne'amanalai abba, or doroli ber chayi roshecha, or
so he mentions three cases.
Yeah.
If somebody says in Bezdin, either case number one, Neman Olai Abba, case number two, Dorli B'chai Roshcha, case number three, Hishava V'tol. Now can you you know what each case is? Well, never allow, but you know. Dorli b'chayiroshcha. We also, you know, right? What's this last one? Oh, Hishava v'tol.
Which is what we just did in Baba Basra.
That would be the Baba Basra case.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not specific to the Eved case, but could it also be Hishava v'tol for like...
Anything.
You have my pencil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? I thought it was because normally you can't take a shua on avadim, which is why when the guy, like normally, if I can take a shua on a pencil, so you telling me, oh, nishba v'notel, like doesn't mean anything because.
Sure. What would be if I came to you and I said the watch that you're wearing is mine, and you say no, it's not, and I say it's mine. You say it's not. So then you say to me, okay, swear to me that it's yours and I'll let you take the watch.
But you have to let me swear and take it?
No, there's no shvua otherwise. If I came to you and I said your watch is, that you're wearing is mine,
yeah.
You say, what are you talking about? It's my watch. If we went to court, you would win. You're a kofer hakol. You're saying the watch is yours. It doesn't belong to me at all. So what would be the din?
So when we had Nishba
v'notel
mitzvah, it was only
this would not be a Nishba v'notel. It's a Mitzvah. I have no proof that you stole it from me. It's on Adam saw you walking out with something.
But if I'm an employee and I claim that you didn't pay me,
an employee. We're not talking.
But isn't it that also a Nishba v'notel case?
If it's an employee, but I'm not claiming. I'm not coming to you and say you didn't pay me my wages.
I'm just confused about the difference. It's both you're trying to get something from someone.
But that was the whole thing, that if I come to you and I'm claiming wages that you owe me, and you say, no, I paid you already. We, because I need this to live, it's my parnasa.
Right.
And since also there's a chance that you might be forgetful of who you paid among your employees and who you did not,
okay.
This specific case, there's a nishba v'notel that the worker has the right to swear in order to collect, but this was a special halacha only for workers who are claiming wages. But if I come to you and I say, you know, your watch is mine, yeah, nobody's working, then it follows the basic law of kofer hakol. But then if you offered me, okay, if you swear to me that the watch is yours, I'll let you take it. That would be a case of Hishav, which exactly parallels the Evid case. Okay, keep going. Kol zman. Oh, sheyoch. So sheyoch olachzor.
Kol zman shelo nigmar hadin.
Right.
I.e. imlo da'alo b'chay rosho imlo nishba.
Right. So, if lo nigmar hadin in the case of Naman alayaba, or imlo dorlo b'chay rosho in the case of dorli b'chay rosho, or imlo nishba in the case of hishava v'tol. See how he's right. So he's able to be chozer as long as there was no gemar din in the case of Neman Alayaba. You understand?
So that what he's defining as gemar din is the din has been given, but you just haven't sworn yet.
So right away, you see what Rabbeinu Tam feels. You're getting it right away that until he actually swears, he could be chozer.
Yeah. So gemar din is the point at which he swears.
That's right. So you see that very clearly. Keep reading.
Deka amlinan le'achar gemar din machloket v'al hilchata k'divrei chachamim.
Right.
Which we saw in Sanhedrin is the rule. We rule like the chachamim. We say ein yachol atzor b'achar gemar din.
Right.
Ube'etem lecha namish ein chasar ela hanetina. And the same thing in the case of be'etem lecha. All that's missing is the netina.
That means until the actual netina takes place, what's the din? That's right. Keep reading.
And also ne'emanim alai gilo shosharo evakar ve'ten lecha im gamur dinam yitem. And also if you accept upon yourself these three shepherds who are not particularly good dayanim, but if they say that you should pay, then you'll pay.
So that would be when you actually have a bezdin, adjudicating, judging a case, and once they have decided, okay, we our verdict is in favor of of this guy, and therefore you have to give what you had said you would do, right? Then that would be the gemar din. Okay. V'chein.
V'chein im amar dor b'chai roshcha.
Then he tamed. You see, if he swore, then he tamed. So right here, very. So this Rabbeinu Tam is saying here is consistent with the first approach of Rabbeinu Tam presented in Tosas, or the second.
Rabbeinu
Tam 1. That's right. This is the first. Okay, keep reading.
V'hachi aminan b'babavatra. Im amar lo avdi ganavta b'chulei ad hishava b'tol v'nishba.
V'nishba, you see.
Ein yachol lachzor.
Right. V'nishba. Okay. Aval.
Im lo nishba yachol lachzor bo.
Right.
Ma'ik mashbalan.
One more, before you do that. Aval im lo nishba yachol lachzor bo. Yeah. Now what's this next thing? My komash malon tanina, what's that?
Sorry, where are you?
I think
it's
Aval im lo nishba, that's what we are looking at. If, but if he didn't swear,
what's this?
I thought it was like, what, so then how do we, Mike Mashan, what do we learn? What do we finally conclude about the
what?
Gemara did? Like what the point of Gemara did?
It's a citation, it's a continuation of the Gemara in Bava Basra.
It cites
the Netamar.
My Kamash, he just quotes the continuation of that Gemara. My Kamash, what's Tanina? We learned it already. What does Gemara and Baba Basra quote? Yeah, that case. So the Gemara goes on, he's just saying, etc. V'chule. There's nothing significant there. It's just. Okay, keep going.
With the Piri Shrabin and Fanana.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Kevan Shikid. Sorry, that was it.
We just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Because we didn't look at our baby. Did
yes.
you guys think it was the Pri Chadash?
Yes. Let's go on.
Kevan Shikibel Zeh Hashkua Shub Eino Yechol Atzorbo. And according to Rabin Fanana, since he has accepted upon himself the Shkua, that's
what
the point
mean?
From which he can't go back. Went from when he's accepted the Shkua to do it, but not.
So this is he quoting Rabbeinu Hananel in support of him or disagreeing with
no,
him?
No, disagreeing.
Okay, so I wasn't sure. When it says Kevan Shekibol Zeh HaShvua, what does that mean, Shekibol Zeh?
Oh, you think that he actually fulfilled the Shvua, not that he
yeah.
accepted it upon himself to take a Shvua eventually.
Because I would have thought he would have then started by, if he's quoting Rabbeinu Hananel to that disagrees with him, I thought he would have prefaced about saying aval, you know, Rabbeinu Hanano, you know, something.
So
I thought maybe Shekibel Zeh HaShvua, he accepted, what do you mean he accepted the Shvua? The guy swore. So I already accepted the Shvua from you. In other words, you swore to me. So then, Eino Yochel Lachzor Bo, that's what I thought. If he means it the way you said it, then it would come out that he's quoting Rabbeinu Hanan to show that Rabbeinu Hanan disagrees with him.
Also, just that makes sense with the odor ayah.
Yeah, I just didn't feel the way, the context, it just didn't feel that he was quoting Rabbeinu Hanan that disagreed with him, but rather in support of him. Just if you keep reading it, it just sounds that way.
That's why we were a little stuck on it, because it seemed that the Rabbeinu Hananel that we quoted in the Tosfot and Shvuos,
it's good,
is in support
yeah. of Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah,
it was, because he had the gears of Vinishba.
Yeah.
So that's why, yeah, that reason too, because we have Rabbeinu Hananel cited by Tosfot. This is supporting Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, here.
Kevan she'amar harini mishalim maknilei kvela.
Right.
And we know from Baba Metzia that at the point at which he says harini mishalim,
yes.
he had it, like that retroactive kinyan of the kefel has like.
That, what is mak? What does mak mean? Say, who acquired?
The shomer acquires the kefel.
What's maknalei?
He gives it over to him. He
yeah.
allows him to
he
acquire.
He is maknet to him, the kefel. Who's the he, the balabayas, is maknet the kefel to him, the shomer. If he does, if the shomer is going to do what down the road?
Pay.
Agree to pay. Right. So he just first of all states the halacha that if the shomer says harini mishalein, under those circumstances, the balabayis is maknet to him the kefa. From the way we explained it, was maknet to him ownership of the item in the event that it's stolen and the shomer is willing to pay. Isn't that right? Okay. Continue.
B'kabai Talmudah.
What's the B'kabai Talmudah?
And that the Gemara asks.
Yeah, and the Talmud asks.
The Talmud asks. Amar harini mishalim b'chazar, but amar eini mishalim.
Now he's moving on to that the case in Baba Metzia that Tosus was discussing at great length. And then the Gemara in Baba Metzia asked if the guy first said harini mishalim. And then he said afterwards, "Eini mishalim mahu." Keep reading.
Yehadar hadar be.
Vehule. What's he doing?
He's saying that you can one of the options that the Gemara says is that he does retract and that the din goes back to
he does retract.
But like that his words, his new words stand.
Okay.
Like
what's the vehule?
And then the other opinion about the other, maybe
which is just reviewing 100 times. What's
that his words don't stand, and that actually he's just pushing away.
His words stand no matter what. I don't not the
I,
way
I meant like to say that they don't. That
it depends don't, what it means.
He intends to retract,
what is he trying to do?
His intention is to leave his words right. The same way, and he's just trying to distract.
We just don't know. It's not a question of his words standing or not standing. The question is, what do his words mean?
What's his intent?
What is his intent? How should we interpret his words? So either we interpret it that he's trying to be chozer, that he wants to be chozer, or he just wants to stall for a short time.
Stop.
Okay, now. So that's what the Gemara said. Continue.
Miklal dematzi lemihadar.
Translate. What's Miklal? How would you translate that?
Not sure exactly, but like
okay. I would say from
the general principle.
Like from here we can extract a general principle.
This idea from this we can conclude. The idea is like if you have a klal, if you had a. It's like a metaphor for if you have a klal, you can infer things from a klal, right? So here to meklal, from this we can infer d'matzi l'mahader. What does that mean?
That you are allowed to retract your words.
You understand how you see it from here? Because the Gemara just doesn't know if that's what his intent is.
But clearly
that is an option, that if we know that that's his intent, clearly he could be chozer, because that's what the Gemara said. Is he trying to be chozer or is he trying to be docha? So again, this is all consistent with the first approach of Rabbeinu Tam that we saw in Tosfos, that you can always be chozer until the Gemara Din is done, correct? And the Gemara in Baba Metzia, what he just quoted, supports that because you see that you can be chozer, correct? Fine. Now from here to the end, to me there are a lot, there's a lot of problems in the reading of it. I think there are mistakes here. So let's try. We have time? Yeah, we have a few minutes. The Im Tomar. What's the Im Tomar?
And if you want to say question.
So he has a kashi's asking. The Im Tomar, and if you'll say what?
The Chutz Lebeitin Kamairi.
What does that mean?
Original case was outside the Beit Din. It's discussing a case which is like all outside the Beit Din.
See what he's now. We saw this now in our Tosfos. He presented this as the Shuv Nimtza B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. You remember that?
Do you think it's the next paragraph? This paragraph?
Sure, sounds like it to me.
Wow.
Now I don't know where if Tosfos actually had the sefer. I don't know what Tosfos had, or that he was told. It says Yeshuv Nimso B'Shem. Where was it found? All I'm saying is that we have this idea coming up right now.
Thank you.
Let's read it. Vim Tomar B'Chutz LeBezdin Kamayre. And if you'll say that it's all taking place now, what's the issue then if it's taking place outside of Beis Din?
Yeah.
What like you said, when the guy said Harini Mishalim, and then he came back and said no Eini Mishalim. If you're going to say that it's outside of Beis Din,
he said Eini Mishalim.
Then what? So where's he going with that?
Then Kol Shafein.
So here
the
I. So this is the part that I don't okay, we have Chof Shin, which stands for, sounds like Kol Shekain. Kol Shekain, the Bebezdin, keep going.
Makmili Besuda. Amar Harini Mishalim Bechaza, the Amar Eini Mishalim.
Stop there a second. What does this mean? I didn't understand. Well, you tell me. Go back to the beginning. Vim tomar b'chutz lebez din kamayri. If you're going to say that we're speaking outside of Bezdin, which means that the whole thing took place outside. Now, if you were to say that, then where does that leave you? Then of course you could be chozer. You know. Then would the Gemara then support his original position that once you have a Gemara, once there is this, until you actually swear, you could be chozer? Would the Gemara and Baba Metzia support that?
If you're outside of Beit
Din. It would support the notion.
If you're outside of Beit Din, then you swear.
You say you're gonna. You say you're gonna pay.
And then you want
to outside Beit Din.
Yeah. Can.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so would that shed light on what would be if you were in Beit Din?
We have no.
Then
idea.
We don't know.
No idea. So that means the Gemara sheds no light on our issue, right? Now, what is Kol Shekain here doing? He says, "Vim tomar b'chutz lebezdim kamayri," that we're speaking outside of Bezdin. Mm-hmm. Then Kol Shekain, all the more so, the bebezdin makne lekfeila imamar hareni mishan b'chazor v'yomer eni mishalim. Now, the next two words have to be deleted.
Eni nishba, you
want to
delete?
Yeah, how does it make sense? If you're saying eni mishalim, that means you're agreeing to swear.
Yeah.
So what do you mean,
yeah, we read
so,
that and I was like,
so
know.
He takes it out. I saw it in this edition.
Is it saying that the makne le kfela is the shoma being makne back the kfela to the balabai?
No.
Okay.
Never. The makne le kfela means that the balabai is giving the kfel to the shoma. Kol shekain to the bezdin.
I thought he was saying that if it works outside of Jason,
what
then
works
all the more, like that for him to get the kfel.
What do you mean for
by
him
saying
to,
from when he for him to acquire the kfel by saying Harini Mishalim, and that works outside of Jason without the
but
presence
does it?
Of Diana.
But he said any. But then he came back and he said, "I'm not going to pay."
Except, yeah, I think Sarah's on.
If he said, "I'm not going to pay," if he has allowed to be chosen, that so he's not going to pay, then he doesn't get the kfel. What do you mean he gets the kfel?
I thought he was saying just like the whole concept of kfel. Like not him saying eni mishalim.
I'm not following. But why is that relevant? We're discussing a case of where he said hareini mishalim because of the amareini mishalim. Oh, we have to stop. Okay, so four, I don't know.
Is there a way we can, would you
he
like
has
us to
a
go
note
through this end again and try to break it up more?
Yeah, no, I think it makes a lot of sense. So sorry.
Yeah, what does Kol Shekain tell me? Just
no,
tell me.
I think when Sarah quoted the Gemara in Baba Metzia, I think that she's quoting the Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shilim Shilim Amash, Ella, Kevan Sha'amar Harin Mishalim, that when he says, I will pay, Afal Pisha Lo Shilim, it's not like that if the Ganav comes up.
Okay.
Right, so this case doesn't need to be happening b'fnei Beis Din, and that the Machne will still, like, I'll still get the kfel if I tell you I'm going to pay you.
I know,
thing.
But what is the but when Tosfos, when Rabbeinu Tam is saying b'im tomar b'chutz lebez din kamayre, he's not talking about that original statement. He's talking about the case that we're dealing with, the case where he first said harein mishalim, and then he came back and he said eini mishalim. That's what he's saying now, b'im tomar b'chutz lebez din kamayre.
You think he's dealing... why couldn't he be dealing with the case?
But why would he have to tell us that? What would be the relevance of telling you that? What's
that
being told?
I still get the kfel.
How does it fit into what he's been doing? He just finished saying, Michlal de Motzi l'mahader. You see from this that you're out to be chosen. V'im tomar, and if you're going to say, b'chus l'bez, well, how does it fit in according
to
the...
But if you're going
to
do
it, do what?
Maybe it's saying that if you want to say that the Gemara is discussing a case which is all outside the Beit Din,
which case is it that we're discussing? The case in question, which
the
is...
The case is Harini, Shmishalim, Eini, Mishalim.
That's right. That's
but
the case
that
we're
if that's all outside the Beit Din, then
then case inside the Beit Din, which is obviously more of a chamor situation. So what happens there is that the Baal HaBayit is makne to the Shomer the Kfela, when he first says Harini Mishalim. So then I think it might be saying, like, then if the Shomer says Aini Mishalim, since the Beit in the Beit Din is so much more chamor, of course the Kinyan wouldn't go back to the Baal HaBayit. So that's why it's a question of what he just said. Because it's like kosher. So then, like, in the Beit Din, it's much more chamor, so then it wouldn't go.
It's much more chamor than what?
So the original Harini Mishalim and the Kinyan of the Kefal. So it wouldn't. Reuven can't retract his. Sorry, I don't know.
He could not or could retract. He can retract or he can't.
The Shomer can't retract his words when he's in Beit Din.
Even while he's still in Beit Din, he can't.
Yeah, I was thinking that, like, maybe it's that way around, because then that would be a question on what he just said.
So how is it a kol shekain? I mean, kol shekain that if he's in Beit Din, and he said he can't retract, but outside of Beit Din he can retract.
Yeah, I was thinking the kol shekain more in terms of like it's not really a good explanation of kol shekain, but like more in terms of seeing that you have one situation which is a lower level, and then the Beit Din is like a higher level of Chumrah, as it were. It's more serious.
I don't know.
That's
I would have taken out the word Kol Shekain and put in a different word.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but I have to stop. So tomorrow we're just going to finish this up. Don't spend too much. Just do whatever you can.
Should we read through the end again, or it's not?
Yeah, but don't spend, just spend, a few minutes, because we basically...
So do the
Rimi
Gosh tomorrow and then continue on to the Rashba?
Then do the
Rimi Gosh.
Leave the Rimi Gosh and the
Ramban.
The Rimi Gosh and the Ramban are about one issue only. Yeah. That's why I gave it to you, and that is whether the Shavua has to be taken B'Lashon HaKodesh or not.
Are you guys talking about sources 20 and 21 that are before all the ones we just did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after Tosfot.
So just don't do it. I mean, you could do it. It'll take you 5 minutes. I mean,
but
we're not going to discuss it now, is my point.
So the Iker of Seder time tomorrow is the Chidushei HaRashba and Bava Metzia Lamedano.
And then also the Rush.
So we should do the Rashba and the Rush and do the Rimi Gash and Ramban another time, really.
After that.
Seder.
Okay.
So the correct order would be to pick the Rimi Gash and Ramban after.
Yeah. Okay.
Lizzie Khaled wants me to tell you that now when she's reading her law textbook,